Hi, this is Ariana returning a call back from customer support. May I assist you?
Yeah, may I ask who, what company I'm talking to?
This is Ariana from customer support. We help over 300 different vendors. If you could provide me with your zip code, I can try to access an account to better assist you.
Okay, I've received a charge from you guys for 2 months in a row, and I have no idea who you are.
Yes, sir, I understand it, but I can't look into an account because I don't have any information, sir, to better serve you. If you provide me with a zip code, I can better assist you.
Zip code is 14612.
And it's 14612, is that correct?
Correct.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm sorry?
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Michael.
And the last name, sir, I'm sorry.
O'Shea.
And can you verify the address you have on file?
What address do you have for me?
You got to verify your address, sir, that we have on file.
I'm kind of uncomfortable giving you information when I don't know who you are.
Yes, sir. Your number was in a callback. You probably called us from customer support, but I can't access an account if you don't verify who you are in order to give you information on this person right here.
Okay, it's 47 Fremont Road, Rochester, New York.
Yes, sir. That's the address we have on file. And you say you called about what charges on your account today?
I've had two charges on my account, one on October 18th, and the other one on November 21st for $67.32. I don't know who you are, who's charging me this money.
Yes, sir. Can you give me 1 second to look over your account? Okay, I see here where you did the cooler.
Cooler?
Yes, sir.
That was a one-time charge of $5.95, and I've never seen the cooler or anything. I didn't order the cooler.
Yes, sir. You said it's supposed to be a one-time charge for the $5.74.
Yeah, it was supposed to be shipping only. That's what it was sent to me as, and that's what I went online and said, okay, this is a good deal. Let me do this. It said nothing about me being charged $60 some odd a month for something that I wouldn't have bought otherwise.
Yes, sir, and I understand it.
And I have not received it either. So,
yes, sir. It was an entry to win the sweepstakes.
No. That's not how it was said.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
That's not how it was presented, but go ahead.
Yes, sir, and I understand that. I don't know how it popped up to you, sir. I just know on our end, it do have a terms and conditions that's listed at the very bottom in fine print. Depending on which screen you ordered it on, it does state that they will bill you $67.32 and increasing your chances of winning this product, that they have not announced the winners.
No. I'm not at all interested in that. I would never have signed up for that. That's not something that I would do.
Yes, sir. Give me one second while I cancel your account out, okay?
You're going to have to cancel my account, and I would like that money back because I didn't sign up for that. You know, I didn't ask for that. I was given an offer. I took the offer. I was charged the money on the for the shipping, which is what the offer said it was for. It was free with shipping. It's right on the offer. And I very carefully looked at the whole thing. There was nothing about me being charged anything, or I never would have done this. So I would like that money refunded to me. I'm not interested in this contest at all. I didn't realize that there was any contest. It was not presented as a contest. That's fraud.
Yes, sir, I understand. Give me 1 second while I cancel out your account and provide you with a cancellation code, okay? And I'm still here. Let me know you're ready for the cancellation code.
Yes.
Going to be C as in call.
I'm sorry?
C as in call.
C.
262.
262.
675.
675.
187.
187. Okay. Now, I got this nice little number here, but I still don't know who I'm talking to or, like, who. What do I use this number for?
I'm Ariana, sir. I represent the company that you're talking with. We're a third-party company. We represent companies such as sweepstakes entries. It could be as far as membership. They don't know they signed up for it. Help our customers understand the terms and conditions policies on this stuff. We're just a third party as far as representing these companies and dealing with their customers. We don't deal with the product as itself. So, like, the company may ship you out a product, and we just can help you track the product or cancel the product or get it reshipped. We deal with things such as that nature. We don't deal with the product within itself. If that better
okay,
explain.
Well, no,
yes, sir.
That's fine. I don't want the product. I mean,
yes, sir.
I
and
not
I
have come out and purchased it. So.
Yes, sir. And the number that I received and gave to you is a cancellation number
yeah.
that was states that you won't get billed anything else. Now, however, legally, we have to agree by the terms and conditions stated on our end that they did say they provide to you. So what I am able to do, even with my friends and family discount, is to give you 50% back of both of those purchases. So you say you got two of the 6732, I can give you 50% back on each purchase.
Why 50%?
Because it's stated legally in the terms and conditions that states that you read it when you enter your car information for the shipping and handling that you was agreeing to their term.
Man, this is one big scam. You guys should not be associating yourself with this company if this is how they're doing things. That's a scam. I mean, basically, you're stealing $67 from me. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, I mean, I want my money back, and there's no reason I should have been charged either one of these, and there's no reason you should be keeping 50% of either one of them.
Yes, sir, and I understand that, but it was located in the terms and conditions that was provided to you as well as to me.
Yeah, they must have hidden it really well because I read that stuff.
Yes, sir.
There was nothing I read said anything about the 6732 to begin with. Never mind whether I would get 50% of it back.
Yes, sir. And I understand it. I can put that money back into your account ending in the 9632. It could be in there within 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. 7 days at the most, sir. Is that something you want me to proceed to do?
Yes, give. I want my money back. Yes. And I don't want any further charges. I wasn't expecting this charge, and it almost overdrew me.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second, sir, while I process your refund. Is there anything else I can help you with today? Your refund has been processed to your account.
And the amount of that is?
It's going to be $33.66 each.
Okay, so they're going to steal half my money. Okay, no, I guess we're finished then.
Yes, sir. You have a great holiday. Thank you for.
I want to make sure that this account is canceled and that I receive no further bills from you.
That's
No
correct.
further charges.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.